a class A misdemeanor.
Yeah, much like burglary is a felony.
Case number 6, 23-285.
So did we vote on the continuance?
No, because I have the power to.
She has the power.
She has the power?
I want to leave. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Could you repeat which case we're doing now, please?
It's 6, 23-285.
Okay.
Sergeant, can you identify yourself for the record again?
Good afternoon, ma'am. It's Sergeant John Imazo, IOMMAZZO. Waterbury Police Department, issuing authority.
Thank you. Sergeant, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, the issuing authority initial denial for omission of arrest, suitability as well as omission of arrests and convictions. We stand by that today.
Okay. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
I just forgot it was 48 years ago, charges, and I just walked it out and forgot about it.
Before I was born. Okay.
I wish I could say
two times.
All right, Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
I appreciate the appellant's opening statement that he forgot, and I know we've sat here before and we've heard that before from other appellants for older charges. But these aren't just charges, these are guilty convictions that show up on his fingerprints as well as his NCIC collect hits. They are there as guilty charges, guilty convictions. So it's from our position, it's not, hey, it was something that happened a long time ago and I just forgot about it. There was some convictions along with that, and there was several incidents. So that's sort of the foundation to our dispute here on this application. I will 100% concede they are old charges. I don't dispute that. But I think the issue at hand is that on the application, not only did he check no arrests, he also checked no convictions, which obviously the fingerprints and the records dispute that. So what also is a little concerning is again, you know, these are old charges and you know the state statutes have evolved over the years. But I think some of them are still fairly relevant today. Now, the most recent one is 1976. So in 1976, the concern is that you know it was a breach of peace, which I can only you know suppose it was some sort of fight disturbance. That was a guilty conviction. Right? The next one, 75, possession of marijuana. You know, obviously, we know where that stands today. So that isn't necessarily my concern. That was Connecticut State Police at Hartford. 75 again. This was probably one of the more concerning ones. It was in Derby as well. Breach of peace, escape from custody, and hindering prosecution. The conviction was for breach of peace, but those original charges are showing in collect. So, and then another disorderly conduct in Derby again in 75, much earlier, and then back in 74, another possession of marijuana. The possession of marijuana also, yes, also was a... it was an assault third that was pled down to a DC only. So there were additional charges. They all show and collect. And that should have been in your packet there as well. So I think the you know the escape from custody, hindering prosecution. I think that's concerning enough for the issuing authority.
Sir, do you have any questions for the sergeant?
No, I mean, it's obvious I have the charges, but that person's long gone.
Does the board have questions?
50 years with nothing since then.
Do you have questions?
How long would he have to wait with those charges? Had he disclosed them and they were there, you're saying they're making him unsuitable today?
I mean, I know we have this conversation. We've had this conversation.
We've never had one from 1975.
'73.
As a representative of the issuing authority,
Well, okay, my question really is, had he disclosed them accurately on the form, would he be issued?
I mean, hypothetically speaking, I didn't have that conversation with the chief, so I...
Did you call the appellant and ask him why he didn't put them in there?
I did not, but, I mean, I'm sure that the answer is going to be, I forgot, which...
Well, maybe, but that's always a good thing to do. Sometimes there's a good reason, sometimes it's intentional, who knows?
I have the answer, chief, it's 50 years. Not 46, 50 years to cut off. All right, but no questions for the sergeant. Does the board have any other questions for the sergeant?
Just to clarify, from looking at the records, excuse me, it said, on the escape from custody, he got 1 year's probation. On the assault 3 charge, it was a $25 fine. So none of these charges seem terribly serious, as far as being ancient.
We also have to talk about inflation. I mean, $25.
So $50 today?
No. $100 at least.
$500,000.
That's taken out.
Other questions?
So since 1976, which was 42 years ago?
Forty-eight years ago.
Has there been any other behavior, incidents, actions from the appellant, absent him listing the arrests and convictions on the application of concern to Waterbury?
There were no arrests. There was a disturbance, a disagreement, argument at his place of work. He ended up being the victim because he sustained some injuries, but I believe some of his behaviors at the time did.
Was he charged with anything?
He was not charged.
But he was listed as the victim in the
report? He was listed as a victim, but obviously conflicting statements. His statements were that he did not do the things
and
that the...
And when was that?
June last year.
June.
And I was actually attacked and he broke 6 ribs at my place of work. I did nothing.
Was the...
The other party was charged.
Okay, so he was the victim.
He was
sustained injuries.
But again,
that hasn't been pretty. I'm not going to hear that one. Yeah. I don't want to hear that one.
No.
Okay. No, that's all I have.
Also, the applicant was 18 years old, 17, 18 years old at the time, and you're 67 years old now, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
And what part of the brain isn't fully formed in the male until they're Any other witnesses, Sergeant? Is there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
Sorry, I forgot. I apologize.
Does anybody have questions for the appellant?
No, the basic one is, I mean, there were what, four arrests and convictions? You list or more than that?
Five.
How many times did you get placed into handcuffs?
I'm sorry?
How many times you put in handcuffs in those cases?
Oh, God, I can't remember back then. I don't know.
Okay. So that's usually one of those life experiences that even 30, 40, 50 years ago, you sort of don't forget.
How would you know?
Good point. That's a good point. Well, I would get also Peter Cook would tell us. I will channel him if you'd like. But
we're told you would not forget that.
I know. I understand it's that long ago. I do. You know, when they were asked, "Have you ever been arrested? Have you ever been convicted?" To forget all those things, I'd say, "You said that happened 50 years ago. I didn't think you were on my record anymore." I'd have more sympathy than just a little bit than that. That's all. I just to say I forgot that happened.
I'm in the construction business, so we work in federal buildings, and I had FBI background checks and everything, and it got lost. I honestly forgot.
Do you remember escaping from custody?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember escaping from custody in 1975?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
That would have been an interesting story.
At all, I don't.
Okay. Other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
I'm getting smaller and smaller. I could tell you that right now.
Do we need a brief factual? It's just a records.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a denial for suitability. The base of the denial was the appellant's failure to list 5 arrests and convictions on his application. The most recent, I believe, was 1976. There were no felonies, anything like that.
Comments by the board?
Just want to say it's important for the issuing authority in the case of a discrepancy on an application to try to clear it up before denying and coming here. You may get a satisfactory answer, you may not, but you should make the call. Not you, that applies to a lot of you.
That applies to everybody.
Yeah, so that's for everybody listening.
I just have a question. As a citizen in making an application, can you request a copy of your
yep.
criminal record?
That's what Attorney Sherman discussed. He mm-hmm. does it every day. It's mm-hmm. I think it's $75. It's a form you mail it in.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to pay for it.
So that's yeah. kind of the best practice then for
well, it is, but then there are some, if you have other states, it may not yep. be there. It may mm-hmm. not show. There could be an error. You remember in your mind if you were arrested. And I agree. If you were handcuffed, mm-hmm. spent time in jail, escape from custody or whatever, you're going to remember something of that rather than a flat out, I just forgot. You may not know the details. You could say 50 years ago, yeah, I remember something happened, I don't know, but I tend to think you tend to remember something.
The town will also provide you records sometimes for like $5 or $10, yep. but they'll say, I've seen them come back and say, you have no record, and then you go through the process and find out, oh, that popped up. So
yeah, and the question on the form is not, what records can the police find? Yeah, right. It's what is your record? Mm-hmm. It's up to you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you know. So if you have to answer that question for a security clearance, you know.
And he had it on our.
Yeah.
He had it on our cell.
And the other thing is, they are so long ago, you can probably get them all erased anyway if you wanted to go through those steps so you don't have to deal with it ever again. But you may want to do that.
Okay. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant, but I would encourage due diligence going forward on forms that you attest to for their veracity.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant. You got to pick them better.
Colonel Richter.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 7-0 in favor of appellant.
Sorry, what happened?
You won.
You won.
You won.
Okay.
So now what happened?
We will. You'll wait a letter. Yeah. I'll send you a letter, and you can take it down to Waterbury.
Yeah.
And
thank you so much.
Spend the time and try to get those off your record. And you can legally answer no, you've never been arrested or convicted.
I will. Thank you for embarrassing me.